Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Alrighty, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC. And guess what? I'm the redhead half of the podcast.
Yes. We haven't said that in a hot minute. I'm the brunette half.
We have not said that in so long. I feel like we used to say that almost every episode.
Yeah, almost every episode. Wow. That just brought me back to like 2020.
Same.
Get me out.
The brunette and the redhead half of the podcast.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hope you're having a great week. We are doing a great episode.
Yes, we are.
I think this is going to be a really good one. I got to be honest. We are doing worst breakup stories, and I just feel like we're in for a wild ride. Beth said the stories were great, and I'm very excited.
I feel like this episode is going to be great because it's boys breaking up usually with the girls, and we all know if there's one thing that men have, it's the audacity.
100%. Preach. Chelsea and I received some merch samples today, you guys, and we are so excited about them. One of the items
merch samples.
Yes, we were saying like it might be one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. It's just really cute.
I can see myself wearing that literally every day.
Yes, there are multiple items, but you guys are gonna love it, and they're hopefully dropping actually pretty soon. So we will definitely keep you guys updated on our Instagram. Make sure you go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. If you guys want to be involved in any of the episodes, or if you want updates on merch or anything that we're doing, so. We are getting excited about that. Mm-hmm. Today was a good day for the podcast. We were just getting good news, yes. Getting, you know, good vibes all around. So
100%.
It's been great.
We also had a What We Said meeting yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Or the day before, maybe. I don't remember, actually.
I think it was yesterday.
I think it was.
We had a great meeting yesterday talking about our plans for the year for the podcast and just...
That always just is like
fun
a little
vibes.
Yeah, boost of inspiration, you know, yeah. And like motivation.
I feel like for the last maybe like 6 or 7 months, we've kind of been on autopilot just because we like batched some of the episodes and we couldn't really do a lot of photo shoots because like I was super pregnant and just was not the vibe, to be honest,
exactly.
Like for a while. And now I feel like we're getting back like, you know.
Back into the groove
of
things.
We got the new chin. We got the pregnancies over. Yeah. So we can...
We're moving forward.
Yes.
Yes. I know. I feel like a few people have actually kind of messaged or made comments like, I feel like the dynamic duo is back. Like, I'm getting almost the vibes of when we kind of started our podcast again,
yes.
Where we haven't had, not that we haven't had the same dynamic for a while, because I feel like our dynamic is always the same, but it's just like you said, we're kind of in just like this fresh start. And so it's just so fun. And we just love podcasting so much that it's been, like, really fun lately, I feel like.
Podcast is always fun. We love the podcast and we love you guys.
Yes. You guys are the best people ever.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you know that. Well, we both watched Love is Blind. Don't bully me for the way I said both. Okay? Both.
Both.
And I'll say it again. Both. And we wanted to talk about it a little on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We actually haven't even spoken to each other. Yeah, season two.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really spoken since I finished it. No. You were waiting for me to finish it. So I want to talk about it because actually when this comes out.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched, if you're planning on finishing it or watching it.
Don't listen to this segment.
Yeah, don't listen.
But the reunion is actually in 2 days. So
I didn't know that.
By the time this comes out, the reunion will already be out. So maybe we'll have answers to things. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever. But we can still do a little dive into the season, just like our thoughts and stuff.
Let's briefly go over each couple, like very briefly, and talk about their, you know, whatever.
I don't even remember.
So
all,
Nick and Danielle, that's the tall guy and the guy, the girl with the dark, dark hair.
Yeah.
Like black hair, blue, big blue eyes.
At the beginning, I liked them. I thought they were like really sweet and wholesome and I was like really into it. And then towards the end, I was just like, eh, I don't think so. And then also the fact that they truly did get married, I just feel like they're not going to last. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I don't know how to feel about them. There's something off. Like,
definitely.
There's something off. I think it was the fact that with both of them a little bit, like there was something about the fact that she was so adamant, like, well, if I move in and my friends come over, we're gonna break things. Like, we're gonna have fun and like break things.
Wait,
like,
what? I do not remember that at all.
Remember when they were talking and she's like, well, me and my friends just have fun. Like, what if we stand on the table and like, and he's like, well, you just don't break things. Basically. And she was like, well, you don't plan on breaking things. Like, we just like to have fun when we're together. So if someone's getting on the table and dance, it was like she was so adamant, like, if you don't accept me and my friends for breaking things. It was like, that's such a weird thing to be
I don't know
this
why.
This is one of my...
I might have skipped for... There were certain little conversations that I skipped forward because I was like trying to finish the season. So maybe I skipped forward in that one.
It was when they were, I think, in her apartment or maybe his. I'm not sure. But it was very... It was giving me weird vibes where it's just like... It was when they're in the costumes, I think.
Okay. I literally skipped through that.
Yes.
That was one of the only things I did skip, that I skipped through.
It was weird.
Interesting. Yeah.
So
the
that
vibes
gave me
are
like,
off.
What? Why are you so concerned about that?
I feel like I could deep dive onto, like, I could go on.
Psychoanalyze every person.
Yes, I was going to say, I could go on because I do have thoughts about both of them, but I kind of just overall feel like, I don't really care about them a lot.
Did you think that they would say yes?
I didn't.
Really?
No. And when they did, I was actually kind of shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say no. And I also saw that, like, on TikTok, because remember when I was saying, like, you and Rachel were kind of saying he was kind of this and that. And I was saying, I felt like she was making up problems out of thin air. But then you remember how when they were in Mexico and then he went to the party without her because she was sick. Yeah. And when he came out, she like started a fight out of like thin air. And then it was really weird vibes. On TikTok, she had, or Instagram or something, she had commented that the context of that was that she had opened up to him about something extremely traumatic that had happened to her or something in college. He left to go to the party and she was like forced to like sit in those emotions alone. And she was like reliving like a very traumatic event in her life. So she was like crying and like having a hard time. And then when he came back, she was just like really emotional. And she was saying, they painted me out to look like I was just like
crazy,
starting a fight and being crazy. And
yeah, because she was like, I was in the closet crying.
Yeah.
And at first I'm like, wow. Like,
yeah.
And then she was kind of saying she had a panic attack. So I was like.
And it had nothing to do with him. And it had nothing to do with. Whatever it was,
those
like,
dirty producers.
Exactly. And so she was saying that. I'm like, ugh. When I hear stuff like that, it makes it almost impossible for me to like
actually judge it.
Yeah. Or like calmly, just level headedly watch a show because I'm like, I just feel like they're misconstruing everyone.
Manipulating everything.
And so, you know, to fit whatever narrative they're trying to produce.
Totally.
But yeah.
The next one is Shake and Deep D.
Ugh. Queen Deep D.
Queen Deeps. It was so cute that he had the nickname for her, too.
I know, I love.
And then he was just like, I saw her, she was on Nick Viall's podcast, and there was like a clip of it on TikTok.
I saw that.
And she was like, it just was so upsetting to watch like somebody, because I thought we were at least friends. But like, you don't talk about your friend like that. He was basically saying like, you can't kiss your auntie, like your auntie. It's like, really? Like, you got to go around and tell everyone. And then him at the wedding, I was not surprised that she said no.
No, I kind of was though, because I feel like they were painting her out to look almost like desperate for his attention in a way. Like she was very into him, it seemed, and he was just always on the fence. So because of that, I almost expected her to
maybe
say yes.
She looked amazing on her wedding. I kept saying
beautiful.
To Nick, I'm like, she looks absolutely beautiful. Like, I can't.
She did. I loved that she said no. And what made me so annoyed, you know what was weird though, is Shake, like I didn't hate him immediately. Like I wasn't, like there were moments, even though he was saying some problematic stuff for sure, like things I didn't agree with, I would have moments where I'm like, okay, he is being honest. Like I like that he's self-aware in a way.
Kind of like a character arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he just kept ruining it. And, and even at the wedding when she said no. And he was like,
he was being toxic.
Yeah, he was like, if I would have said yes, she would have said yes. Yeah. Like, let's be honest, I was the one who was really on the fence.
He gives me 11-year-old boy vibes.
Yeah, it just was not, I wasn't here for that. So I'm glad she chose herself.
Seriously.
We stand a queen who knows her worth.
Yeah.
Curology. We absolutely love Curology. This has helped both of our skin immensely. I know for me specifically, I was dealing with adult acne. I started dealing with it when a few years ago. And Curology has been such a game changer for my skin. It has just helped treat my acne really, really well. And specifically, actually, after my surgery, I've been like breaking out a little bit just because I haven't been able to do like my full skincare routines. But I just started doing more of my skincare. And as I've been using my prescription cream, I can already tell my skin's starting to improve. And I love that. You know, nothing's better than feeling like something's actually working, or finally, after a long time, something is treating the spots on your face. Anything that you're insecure about, there's just nothing better than having like clear skin, you know?
Curology is really game-changing custom skincare. It's made for you by a dermatology provider. So they will create a custom prescription cream for your specific goals. Like JC said, maybe it's acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or something else. You can start by taking a short online skin quiz and upload a couple photos. And then if it's a good fit, they'll ship you your formula right to your door. It even has your name on the bottle. Personally, I'm always targeting my fine lines, and I feel like I always get so many compliments, and I think about it, I'm like, oh, it's because I've been using Curology for so long. I also tell everybody I know about Curology. If I ever hear them complain once about their skin, I told my little brother, I'm like, sign up. He signed up. He loves it. It has made a big difference in his skin as well. So do yourself or someone else a favor and tell them about Curology. Get started with Curology just like we did with a free 30-day trial at Curology.com/whatwesaid. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That is Curology.com/whatwesaid. To start your free 30-day trial, you can cancel anytime. Prescription subject to consultation.
Next
is Ayana and
Jarrett.
Jarrett, yeah, Jer Bear.
Actually love them.
Yes,
I
love them
so
too.
Cute.
Yes, I think they were the best one.
Yeah, I'm so happy that they said yes, and it genuinely seems like they're a very good fit for each other.
Yes.
So
they were being so cute. Just like at their wedding, you could tell their vibes just matched so well. Like they both are having fun. So she's so freaking cute.
She is so adorable.
I was dying when she was like, he was taller than I imagined. And me and Nick were like, wow, that's the first time I've ever heard like a girl say that. Like, he was too tall. I usually don't go for tall guys. And he was probably like, what the freak? But
they were very, very cute.
After their initial like, you know, I also feel like they probably edited the Mallory thing to look
worse than it was.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really liked them together. And I feel like throughout the whole time, like,
she was always just a cute little angel doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved her.
Who's the last one? Mallory and Sal.
Mal and Sal. He is an angel.
Yeah. He's so sweet.
He is so sweet and so cute and so pure.
Yeah.
Hello. That is not the last one.
Oh, no. That is not.
Okay. And this is what we need to talk about. The last one
is Shane
and Natalie. I started out immediately. So in my first, I was on my spam account on TikTok. I was recording my reaction to Deeps and Shake meeting, actually.
Yeah, no, that was horrendous.
And someone was like, I need to know your opinion on Shane. And I was only 3 episodes in.
Yeah.
And I said, so far he looks like a walking red flag, but stay tuned. Because, you know, things change when you watch a TV show. So he was kind of the same for me, where I started out being like, oh, immediately no. Like the way he would...
Hey, Shayna, what are you wearing?
And it was the wrong girl.
Yeah.
And then Natalie's like, it's Natalie. And then he literally flipped it on her.
Yes.
Gaslit her.
Yes.
And was like,
that was bad.
He's like, so this is a really big deal to you? Like, that's kind of weird to me if that's really a big deal. And she's like, sorry.
He was caught.
Yeah. It was not. Okay. So that made me annoyed and not like him. And I really liked Natalie.
I thought they were done after that.
Yeah.
But
they weren't. And then surprisingly, they seemed to like kind of get each other and be like a decent match.
Yeah, like when they were all together and joking around, like after they kind of got over a couple little bumps, like of her maybe being a little bit too mean to him, like joking around, and he was like, okay, I kind of need some
more validation.
Too mean.
Yeah.
But then they were just having so much fun together and everyone was saying like—
they're a good match.
Yeah, like they actually look like they could be a really great match. They just seemed like they were having fun.
Yeah. And I thought Shayna was going to be such a bigger problem than she was though.
Yeah.
Like— when she came back for a second, I for some reason thought she was going to like show up on the wedding day or something. Yeah. I just saw that for some reason being such a bigger issue, and it kind of faded away. Well,
her talking to Shane escalated very quickly when she was like all of a sudden like, oh, I just said something like, if you guys don't work out, then whatever. It's not anything deep. And then all of a sudden she was like
screaming.
Well, let's be real. You guys are not a good couple. And it's right. Like, oh, whoa.
This went 0 to 100 real quick. You're very like emotionally charged right now.
Yes.
But the real shocker was the like wedding.
Yes.
Like their wedding was absolutely shocking. And
so shocking.
I was so shocked by. So what was sad is that she had said like, we had a fight the night before, like a big fight. And mm-hmm. he said like really bad, like horrible things to me. And so she's like, I'm just like, was 100% planning on saying yes. And now I'm like terrified.
One night changed everything.
Yeah. And she had mentioned in that episode that she said like, I asked him if he had too much to drink and he got very mad. And like, it was this whole thing. And then in the episode, he was not acting right. Like there was something very, very off about him that he... Like, he's always kind of like, you know, this big energy person or whatever.
He
and
was
has
so
quirks,
fidgety.
But he was so fidgety. And actually, I saw a bunch of like viral TikToks after I'd watched it. I searched Love is Blind hashtag and watched some stuff. And it was like a very overall consensus that people are like, he was definitely on drugs. Like, he was probably drunk as well as high because of the way he was acting. And like a lot of people, again, these are not my words. This is what I read, so I have no idea. But a lot of people are like, that is cocaine. Like the way he was acting.
Really?
Yeah. Which is so sad.
That's so sad. And for Natalie, too. Like
for everyone involved. Like,
especially for Natalie, because she probably didn't even see that side of him. Because they're like in Cancun. And it's like, oh, like, then all of a sudden he just turns into a different person. And you're like, I'm supposed to marry you tomorrow?
No, it's sad. And I get that that's
She was very calm, though.
Yes. I get that that's also a weird thing to like speculate. So I almost feel weird even saying that. That's just what I was reading a lot. And it was making sense to me because of how off he was acting.
And how serious she took it as well.
Yes. And I wonder what
they're up to now.
Yeah. Like I wonder what we're going to find out at the reunion, which again is already out right now. So we'll see. But it just made me so sad because I genuinely like...
I thought they
kind of had hope for them. I was like, I think they could actually make it. Like they're kind of
their families
together.
Too. Like I feel like he really liked her family, and her family really liked him, and like vice versa. And I felt like they were like
clicking.
Out of everyone, their lives were clicking the most.
Yeah,
I love Natalie. I feel like she's
Same.
Just like a queen, and she handled it so well.
Yes.
Like she was just like even when she was talking to him, she was really calm. She's like, you said some like crazy things last night that were like super
hurtful.
Yeah, like you hate me.
She said, she said to him, like, you told me you hated me and I'm the worst thing to ever happen to you.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't marry you today.
No.
Like, what?
And then again,
that to me seems like something you would say if you're like drunk or like something, you're not being yourself because that doesn't seem.
That like, seems so like weird.
Even his mom, Shane's mom was saying like, oh, he would never hurt a fly. Like he has a very good heart. So to me, again, that seems like he's like altered in that moment.
That's actually really sad.
And that makes me really, it made me really,
really
sad.
I
want
to know what's like the reunion like,
Yeah, I hope he's doing well. I hope they're all doing better. And like, I would love to see, I don't know, like
it
be good for them, but I don't know.
Dang.
But this was such a good season.
It was so good.
I mean, the first season was great too, but Love is Blind is a good show.
It is.
Honestly, it just holds my attention and I think the concept is great. I love it.
I told JC she needs to watch season 3 of The Circle because it's so good.
I need to.
It's the same thing. Like the concept of the show is just so good.
It is so good. I need to get on.
It's really good. I just finished it last night.
Should we get into these breakup stories?
I forgot what we were even like doing.
Yeah.
I forgot we were on the mic.
I've been in a vortex.
I'll go first.
Okay.
We've shared our own breakup stories, right?
Yeah.
I tried breaking up with my boyfriend when I was 16, but he jumped out of the car while I was driving to avoid it. Period.
Oh, no. So a few of these are, the few of our first ones are short, guys. Okay. My ex called me and told me that he was married to the waves. So this wasn't going to work for him anymore. He was a surfer.
Married to the waves.
Bye.
Married to the wave.
Our new merch.
Yeah.
Bye.
I've listened to you guys forever, but never wrote in. I love you guys so much. But anyways, text message. Hey, I don't think this is going to work out anymore. But if you ever want to hook up, just let me know. I mean, we only live like 7 minutes away. How sweet, she said.
Oh.
Bye.
He did not.
We only live
so passive.
Away.
If you want to, let me know.
Yeah. If you're ever down to hook up.
I love you girls so much and I can't wait to die laughing at this episode. When he dumped me, my ex told me I look like a cockroach and that he likes to step on cockroaches.
Was he five?
Some of these, I don't want to call them men. Some of these boys need help.
I like to step on cockroaches. Okay. You're terrified.
Yeah, I would love to know the like tone of voice. So I'm scared of him.
I broke up with my toxic ex and he told me he wished I had gotten pregnant so that we would still be together.
Oh, shiz.
That's going to be a no for me.
Wait, that's also a common thing that, well, it's usually reverse. Like girls will fake pregnancies to stay with guys sometimes, especially when they're younger.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago, my dad had an affair and my mom, understandably, kicked him out. My boyfriend at the time broke up with me because he said, I just have a feeling you're going to end up like your mom.
No!
Hold on.
Wait, your mom.
Huh? I was dumbfounded. I said, you mean like my dad? And he said, no, like your mom. If I cheat on you, you'd probably kick me out too. And I just can't trust you now.
My jaw just hit the floor.
I'm speechless. The way he somehow turns that on you.
Yeah. I can't trust you because you wouldn't stay with me when I cheat. Cool.
She said, boy, bye. That is one for the books.
During Women's History Month and everything.
When I inevitably cheat on you, I just know you're going to kick me out of the house. So annoying.
He was my guy. Okay, wow. We're just getting right into it. He was my guy best friend. Okay. Whoa. He was my guy best friend's roommate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, that made a lot of sense. I just needed to follow through. My freshman year of college, we were fairly serious and I was falling for him pretty quickly. One night I got a call from my best friend that the guy, we'll call him Jay, had another girl over in their dorm, then a different girl after she left. When I finally confronted him, it turned out he was with six other girls.
Oh?
And she put with sparkles around it, so you know what she means. Found out several months later that he also gave me chlamydia.
Oh?
I guess that's what I get for dating a J name in a frat. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but anyways, love you ladies. And I really don't think I could get through traumatic events like this without you guys.
These men, how do they have the time?
How do they have the time? How do they have the schedule? Like, I want to see them put this same energy into like their schedules, into cleaning, into laundry, like
into working out, into
taking
care
of their hygiene.
Literally. Put that same energy into like...
into a business.
No, into your personal hygiene and like shaving and like doing all of that, okay?
Into cleaning up the hair in the sink after you shave.
You're not spending your time wisely.
No.
That is what just gets me, even with an affair in marriage. I'm like...
you could have had a part-time job.
Yes. Well, you could have started a freaking empire with this time. Like, how do you have the time? I truly do not get it. The time and the energy to like make up lies and do all this stuff.
The time and the energy to just create chaos.
Yes.
Wow. Some people broke up with me over text originally and said, do we need to talk about it? Yes, sir. Then we did talk about it and he said he didn't want to be together anymore, but still wanted to be friends. Cool. Then when I was moving on, making new friends and living my life, I know this boy was crawling back. He complained that I didn't invite him to anything and was excluding him on purpose and continued to analyze every single thing I posted on social media and somehow would make it about him. While he also had a new girl. Can't have a cake and eat it too, my guy. Don't be friends with your ex ladies, especially if they were toxic.
No, he's
That's
obsessed.
What I'm saying. We don't need to be friends with our exes.
No.
There's literally no need and I will not accept any
explanation. There's no circumstance in which it's necessary. Yeah.
Especially if you're both in new relationships. Especially.
Okay, oh my gosh, the way I am so passionate about how much I hated this book. Remember that book I told you I didn't like? People We Meet on Vacation?
Oh, yes.
A lot of people like it, but I just didn't like it. And that was one of the reasons, and I'm going to give a spoiler. Well, maybe not. I don't know. If you want to read the book, maybe fast forward a few seconds. But that was something I hated about it was that the whole book is about a couple who they're not together. They're like best friends.
Yeah.
And then they'll both like get into relationships. You know at the end they're going to end up together because that's...
yeah.
It's a romance novel. But they will be in relationships with other people and like still go on trips together. Just them two alone.
No.
And I'm like, this is so unrealistic. But I guess they never do anything, quote unquote, until later on. But it's like,
until later
exactly.
on.
Exactly. But I'm like, what is the need? Why do you need to be friends with this guy? And that's part of what bothered me about the book. Because it was just like, they were both in relationships. And then they would go on trips together still.
Example
be like, this is
a,
our yearly trip. I'm like, okay, the yearly trip ends when you have a partner.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Example A of platonic best friends.
It just ain't working out.
Sorry.
Spring break is right around the corner, and if you guys need some new swimsuits, sandals, beach towels, even sunscreen, skincare, all of that stuff. You know, spring is a fun time for spring cleaning, but also for shopping. That's my mentality. I feel like this is when, you know, the weather starts getting warmer. You maybe want to switch up your skincare or makeup routine. You need some new clothes, swimsuits, all of that stuff. So you know where the perfect spot to go is for you? Macy's.com. If you have a spring break vacation planned, this is really the perfect time for you to stock up on what you need. Actually, Macy's has a lot of great like skincare, beauty, perfume, all of that stuff as well, in addition to all their clothes. So
you guys already know that I've told you about my Nana buying me Christmas dresses from Macy's every year. So I just have a nostalgic feeling when it comes to Macy's. Also, the Macy's Day Parade, watching that on the TV growing up on Thanksgiving. So if you guys go to Macy's.com, you can check out all of those cool brands for spring. They also have same day delivery powered by DoorDash, which is absolutely amazing. So you can just order it online and then pick it up in store or curbside. So guys, go check it out. Macy's.com. Simple as that. So go check it out. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while or even following us on Instagram or, you know, any of our social medias, you know that we love Ritual and we've been big fans of them for a long time. I feel like Ritual has grown with us.
It has.
I started using their just like essential for women multivitamin, and then I started taking their prenatal and took that during my entire pregnancy. And now I just switched to their postnatal, which I love as well. They're there for everyone. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Gaps in the diet should not be ignored, and over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It is formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual did not stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin. The results: Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. The clinical study was published in leading scientific journal Frontiers in Nutrition. A published clinical study is a big deal and a serious commitment to a first-of-its-kind standard in the industry. Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project, traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, and always clear communication. No shady stuff.
So right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. So go to ritual.com/whatwesaid and turn your healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
Okay, you went literally, this will be your third time going.
No way. Yeah. Did I do two in a row? I'm dead. I'm sorry.
I saw you gearing up, girl.
Literally, I was about to just keep going.
Okay. Hello to JC, Chelsea, Beth, the boys, and Case. This is about a guy that I wasn't necessarily dating, but we were in the talking phase for a few weeks, and this is how he broke things off with me. We need to do a deep dive into the talking phase at some
point. Yeah, we
do. You know what? I feel like the talking thing wasn't really around when we were dating. It like started very soon, like when we were almost getting married. I remember starting to hear that phrase where people would say, we're not dating, but we're talking. And I'm like, what's the difference?
Yeah, I think with
getting to know each other,
so much social media and so much like technology, you're always like talking, but you're never like meeting up maybe.
But it's almost used as like, you could be talking like the step in between.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you don't want to commit to each other.
Yeah, we've been talking.
Or he doesn't want to commit or you don't, whatever.
Yeah.
It's basically code for that, it seems like. But yeah. I'd love to do a deep dive. Anyway, they were in the talking week for a few weeks. This is how he broke it off there. We were hanging out one night and he said, I think it's best if we just stay friends for now. Your pheromones just aren't quite right for me. In case you don't know, a pheromone is a chemical that an animal produces, which changes the behavior of another animal of the same species. So basically, this was his way of indirectly telling me he just didn't like me. Love you, girls.
Your pheromone?
Not the pheromones. I thought, isn't that literally the way you smell?
Yeah, kind of. It's like,
it's like your scent?
Kind of, yeah. You know, they do like tests.
Cool.
Wait, which
girl,
was that
you need
on?
Native deodorant. Native.com/whatwesaid. Change those pheromones.
Make it a little peppermint.
Yeah, you
pheromones.
Need coconut and vanilla pheromones.
Literally.
No, I'm kidding. This guy's a
what
loser.
Show was that where they like did a workout
Oh, was that on this?
They did a workout in like these outfits or in their, gosh.
Wasn't it?
Clothes. Oh, and then made the girls smell the clothes and like say
wait,
which ones.
Was it Too Hot to Handle?
Yes. No.
Oh, or The Circle?
No. Love Island.
Oh, yes, Love yes, Island. Love Island.
Yes. And then they had to like pick which one, like the pheromones.
Interesting.
Interesting. Fun fact.
Actually, that's weird. I feel like I kind of do like Leif's pheromones. Like I'm thinking, because well,
like the way he smells.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if it's necessarily the way they smell. I feel like it's in between their vibe and their smell.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? It's yeah. like somewhere in between there.
Yeah. But you know, like when he's like sweaty, even.
Yeah.
I don't. Sometimes I almost like. But I'm thinking about it now, and I feel like whenever he like hugs me and he's sweaty, I'm like, get the F away from me. So maybe not.
Maybe not like when they're sweaty, but yeah. like, you know, maybe when they've been outside or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, like his natural scent.
Totally.
We all have it, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you're like cuddling up to them and your like face is like in their chest or something. Yeah. Like that smell.
Uh-huh. It's comforting.
So comforting. Aw.
Hello, beautiful JC and Chelsea. I love the podcast. It has made my morning walks and long drives to work more enjoyable.
Now that's how you start a submission,
we love
ladies
that.
And gentlemen.
Thank you very much. I will keep my entry short. The breakup was your normal dramatic scene, but it was what he did after the breakup that made it the worst. I woke up one morning to a Venmo request of $500 for anything he had ever bought me while in the relationship. Flowers, food, etc. He continued to send a Venmo reminder about payment for weeks. No, I never paid him, but I did Venmo him 1 cent to let him know I should be the one requesting payment from him for all the therapy I'm going to need based off our relationship.
Stop.
I cannot.
Venmo request. Send me the receipts.
That is a common. Yeah. Give me your freaking tax breakdown. Yeah. Like I need your receipts for everything. He's not going to.
Write me off.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
A tax write-off.
That is a common thread, which is very terrifying. In today's
Thank goodness
day and age,
Venmo wasn't really around when we were dating either.
No, guys,
dude,
do that all the time.
This makes it sound like we're actually 50 years old.
Yeah. We're really
like,
not.
Venmo didn't exist.
Like back, well, we didn't have the internet when
we
started dating.
We didn't have the talking stage.
No, but Venmo really wasn't. I mean, it was definitely a thing, but I feel like that has
not
become
like
a thing.
Yeah.
Also, someone I know, well, this has also been on the podcast too, like people have written in this, but that's also a way that people communicate if they've been blocked and stuff. So
oh my gosh.
I know someone who their ex like was literally Venmo request, not even paying them, Venmo requesting
yes.
them.
And
that's
going
like,
to be a no.
Please talk to me.
No.
Because they were blocked. Is it your turn or mine?
I only went on one date with this guy, Tinder SMH, but after I told him I wasn't really feeling it, expecting a casual breakup, he began stalking me, sending me pictures of my house at night. Never told him my address.
Oh, immediately no.
Showing up at the gym, coffee shops, every... Okay,
that's
what?
Scary behavior.
One day it stopped. Fast forward 6 months later, I was doing my psych rotation for nursing school and he was admitted to my psych unit. Either way, that's terrifying that like he's either actually admitted or he knew that she was working that.
Right. Either way.
I had to tell my preceptor... I couldn't be here and do online clinicals for 2 weeks until they discharged him to the police. Not sure what he did to get admitted, but definitely didn't expect to see him there. LOL. Yeah, that's
oh,
never
yikes.
A good sign.
That,
you're like, oh, this guy's been stalking me.
That makes my stomach drop. Glad you're safe and sound, though. Okay, when I got back from my mission, I decided that things with the girl I'd been writing were not going to work. So I'm assuming this is a guy writing in,
mm-hmm.
which is more, you know, less common for us. So this will be exciting. So when I decided to end things with her, we went to this nearby lake that my family had been going to for years to finalize the breakup. I wanted to find this memorial bench that my family had put there years ago that looked over a particular spot on the lake. We found the bench and sat down, and I told her that this was a very special bench for my family. When she asked why, I told her, it's a memorial bench for my great aunt and uncle who drowned here back in the 1930s. Oh. Seriously, it happened, and there's a bench there. She just stared at me. Then I proceeded to tell her I wanted to end our relationship. I thought it was a pretty suitable spot to do it. Looking back, it was a super jerk move, but today it's a great story.
No, sir, that would be scary if you brought me there.
It's not even
to
like
break up with me.
It's not even a jerk move. It's just like weird.
Like, I was not expecting that. Like, you don't have to like, include the cause of death.
Yeah. Well, also, why are you going to like a special location for a breakup?
No, like I thought he was gonna say like, propose or something, and then like. Yeah, that turned dark real quick.
No, like the last thing you need
don't
to do.
Don't tell me it was nighttime too.
Oh, I'm sure it was. The last thing
if
you
a man
need to
sat
do,
me down to break up with me and was like, this is where my aunt and uncle like drowned. And then they break up with you.
That's what I'm telling you. It's not even a jerk move. It's a weird thing to do.
You're weird, my guy.
I'm dying.
Why is we appreciate that so funny? The self-awareness,
We appreciate a self-aware king.
Hey, girls. So I hope this makes sense. Me too.
Yeah, great.
I was seeing a guy at our church who was also a pastor. We were both in our 20s. Things were going well and we were about to become official when one night at church after the message, he said we had to meet Monday morning. Pastors are allowed to date, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
I was obviously freaked, but was like, okay. We met for coffee the next morning and basically he told me he felt like he'd heard God's voice at church the night before. Hold me back.
Hold me. Hold my tongue. Give me strength.
Lord Jesus, take the wheel. Telling him that he, God, had better... Wait, what? Okay, wait. Telling him that he, God, had better for...
No.
Had better for him. And stop. Dating me would be like stepping in front of a moving truck.
God did not tell him that.
Literally talks down to his own daughter. No, I don't think God would say that. Literally... Let me repeat that. Telling him that God had better for him and dating me would be like stepping in front of a moving truck. Straight from God's mouth. I was obviously devastated. Left the coffee shop sobbing. Worst part is I had to see him all the time at church. He had never apologized and seriously thought what he said was right. I look back now and know I dodged a bullet, but damn, who says stuff like that? So horrible. Love you gals.
Wow. It's just so unnecessary. Even if you feel you straight up did hear that from God's mouth, you do not need to tell her exactly what you heard, my friend.
No.
Like, just say, I don't feel right about this. Why do you have to include crap like that?
Maybe to like really put the last little nail in the coffin to be like this, making sure she never tries to come back to
me. But even then you could say like, God has been, if you felt that way,
yeah.
You could say it in a different way. God's just been on my heart and I just really don't feel right about this. And I feel like, stepping away is what I need to do.
I'm finding it very difficult to believe that God used that verbiage.
Exactly. Like moving in or stepping into a moving truck?
Hmm.
No. It just, I can't.
Do better, man.
Do better. I can't when they use that excuse. Hold me back. I want to say more. I want to say more. I'm holding my tongue. Okay. Hello, ladies. My worst breakup story occurred in undergrad with my boyfriend of almost a year. I thought our relationship was fine until he dumps me on April 1st, aka April Fool's. Because no one, including myself, thought we were going to break up, no one believed me when I told them. I texted my family group chat saying we broke up and received, haha, can't fool us. Happy April Fool's.
Oh, what a cruel joke.
And nice try. It wasn't until my dad called me that he realized I was in tears and not lying. Best of all, turns out he was cheating on me with my close friend who I got to live with the following year because we had to sign our lease early. Luckily, things didn't last between them, and although that year was a nightmare, I have since found the love of my life and we're getting married this April. Not the first, LOL. Oh, not the first of April.
Did she say luckily they didn't work out?
She said luckily things didn't last between them.
So petty. Just has nothing to do with her.
No, it does. He cheated on her with this person.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying like, oh, for her sake. Oh, yeah, she's being kind. I thought she was just like, I don't want him to ever experience or like.
Well, maybe. Either way, I don't care. I stand.
No, I appreciate the pettiness.
Thanks so much for making my Tuesday runs more enjoyable. I wish you both the best. So formal. Wow. I love that.
The fact that he like added that extra layer of suffering to you. Of like, okay, I'm going to break up with you on the first. So
yeah.
When you tell people, you know. And don't pretend like he's not smart enough to know that.
No, I was going
to
say, let's not give him that much credit. I'm sure he didn't really make the connection.
True.
Chelsea and I have been talking amongst ourselves and on the podcast about, you know, upping our fruit and veggie game, just eating healthy, nutritious meals. So this year, we're keeping our freezer stocked with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get more fruits and veggies into our day every day. They have our back with delicious food that's good for us and good for the planet. They deliver delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door, and it conveniently stays fresh in your freezer. I just love Daily Harvest so much. I got my mom hooked on it. I also always recommend this to people if they say like they don't have time to cook, aka myself as well. But it's just a game changer because it's such healthy, great ingredients and it's such good quality food and you can just make it so quickly and it just is in your freezer. It's the best.
I'm telling you right now, the broccoli and cheese harvest bowl, I know we talk about it all the time, but it's for a reason. It's so good. You guys need to try it. And they also have a bunch of soups and they have some different flatbreads. They have so many items. You just need to go on their website and I promise you're
going to find something.
Your tummy's going to be growling. Mm-hmm. Daily Harvest is the best because whenever I'm hungry and I'm like, shoot, I don't have that many groceries, I will go, oh, look in my freezer. And there's Daily Harvest, and it takes literally just minutes to prepare, and it never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. And that goes for everything. They have so many delicious options for every time of the day. They have breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, or a snack. Daily Harvest has got you covered. Daily Harvest is all about preserving and protecting the earth for current and future generations to come, from their recyclable and compostable packaging to investing in organic farming practices and reducing food waste. You can feel good about the choices you are making physically and for the environment. So, Daily Harvest makes it easy to feel good about what you're doing for yourself and the planet. Go to dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. Hi, ladies. Love the podcast. It makes me commute to work possible. All right, we're pirates. It makes me commute to work. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. It makes my commute to work possible.
Makes one mistake. Me and Leif's brother, when Tate was in town, we were talking about this. It's like, you cannot mess up. We've talked about this too, Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
Like around us, me, Leif, Chelsea, even Tate, like all of us, you mess up one word around us and we're all just like, oh, pirate. Like it's like so annoying.
I know.
I even annoy myself when I do it.
Same.
Because I'm like,
And when you're the target, you're the target of the attacks.
Immediately, you know, like after you mess up just a tiny bit, you just look and everyone's like dying laughing already. It's like, really, I can't mess up once.
And the worst is when you're trying to tell like something serious too, or you're trying to throw a punchline and you're trying to be funny, but the funny part is that you messed up your words and so you have no control.
I think the worst of all is when you're excited about something and you're like talking. Genuine excitement and you're like, and then they whatever, and everyone's like, oh, you're just like, you're so annoying.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Nothing against you, you know, autocorrect really be messing me up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways. I had been dating a guy for 2 years and it was going super well. We were going to go on a super romantic boat trip and I had picked out the cutest swimsuit. We were going to eat like a picnic on the boat and swim. The day of the trip, we get out on the water and he turns to me and says, I found someone else. We're done.
Why are you on the date then,
hold on,
sir?
He literally jumped off the boat and swam to shore. Maybe he pooped his pants and he needed an escape.
No, maybe he needed to poop.
True. I was left with the boat and all of his stuff. It was so awkward when he had to come pick up his stuff from my house. Like, that boy just loves, like, a dramatic exit. Like, why couldn't he wait to go back to shore?
And you had to row the boat back yourself? I would love more info about the end of, you know, how you got off the boat and everything.
Like, what kind of a boat are we talking? She never specified.
It's right. Like a rowboat, I'm assuming. It's like, cool. Has to row yourself back to shore and get all your crap off it and like dock the boat, like get it out of the water.
It's just so weird that he jumped off the boat and swam to shore.
Why do you take her on a date to break up with her?
And jump. I'm just still shook that he jumped in the water and swam to shore to leave.
I can't. Okay, girls.
Boys will really put so much energy into everything except for like their relationships.
Literally, if we have learned one thing,
he's willing to jump into the water in his clothes and swim all the way to shore. Like,
but he won't commit.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
He won't commit. But he won't give me flowers on his way home. Cool.
Girls, I broke up with this man after 3.5 years of dating over the phone. Not the best move, I know, but I go to a college an hour away from him and figured driving back after that conversation would not be smart. I wake up the next morning to my mom texting me, telling me to block his whole family on Facebook and Instagram. I was like, hello? Ooh. That is petty. I get to his mother's Facebook page and lo and behold, this bee had posted about me. She made a post talking about all about how I used them, how I emotionally manipulated her son, no ma'am, and how I had showed my true colors. Hello?
What?
Needless to say, I do not speak to them anymore and I have been happily single for a year while Mr. X cozied up to my old high school best friend. Love small towns with a tongue out.
No.
Girl. Run in the opposite direction. You know what's crazy? I don't know if you've seen this girl on TikTok at all, but she like posts sometimes about her mother, like her in-laws. And she's married, obviously, and like her in-laws hate her and they always post about her on Facebook and stuff. And I was just putting myself in that scenario because she's talking about this too, of my in-laws posting about me on Facebook, posting a photo of me and being like, this lazy bee. Da-da-da. Like, can you even fathom how just
posting a photo of you?
Yes. Well, I don't know what they did exactly, but can you imagine your boyfriend's mom or your husband's mom posting all these like nasty things about you on Facebook? She emotionally abused him. It's like,
what was
regardless,
the reason?
Yeah. What is the reason for posting that publicly? That's crazy.
No, that's enough. Enough is enough. Isn't it so funny? Like, if people probably like this is their first episode they're listening to, they probably would think we were either A, single, or B, like in the most toxic relationships when we literally have like angel husbands. Yes. By the way that we talk about men.
That's the thing. There are great men out there. They're just a dime a dozen, okay? Yeah. You just got to find the right one.
Yeah. Got to look hard.
So discouraging.
Like, they are so hard to find. Keep looking, ladies. My boyfriend of 7 years one day just got up and left. Just got up and left across the state. Did not tell me he was leaving. Just literally stopped talking to me for a week and moved. When I finally got a hold of him a week later, he said that he had moved, but that he still wanted to date me. We proceeded to date, that's a generous term, for the next 5 months with him only talking to me maybe once a month.
Girl.
We deserve better.
Oh,
we gotta know we deserve better.
The bar is underground. Like, the bar is
6 feet under. Ugh. And I'm not kidding when I say maybe once a month. He would not respond to calls, texts, Snapchats, nothing.
And you're dating?
I literally couldn't. Well, she said that's a generous term.
Yeah.
During those 5 months, I would call him all the time to break up. Can't even contact him to break up with him. But I couldn't because he literally wouldn't answer. One day we talked and he set a date to move back. But then one day he just stopped answering. And I literally have never heard back since. He ghosted me literally after 7 years. I stopped trying to call and just moved on because I knew he was trash. Oh, I forgot that they were dating for 7 years before this. Like, you what can't just happening? Like, oh, okay, I guess he's done with me.
What's
like,
what
just fizzled out in the most shocking way possible?
I have no words. It makes no sense. It's like, were there red flags for the 7 years or was this so out of character?
Because he's going through something. Witness protection program.
He's going through something, girl. Hi, guys. Love you both. I was dating this guy my senior year of high school and my first year of undergrad. It was my first big relationship and I was in love. Then I found out he was cheating on me.
Cool.
Tongue out emoji. The girl he was cheating on me with saw emails between us and she actually emailed me. LOL. Detective vibes. We talked and made a plan to set him up. So long story short, I invited him over to hang out and I was like, be honest, is there anything you need to tell me? And obviously he denied anything. Then I pulled out my laptop where the girl was already on FaceTime with me.
Nice.
He broke out crying like I've never seen a guy cry before. He was busted. In front of the other girl, he was like, she means nothing to me. Wait, in front of the other girl? He was like, she means nothing to me and I love you, not her. I was literally laughing. Although this was so hard for me to find out he was cheating on me for a year and basically living a double life, I felt like a bad bee.
Seriously, that's... You gotta do it to him.
You gotta do it to him. And here's the thing. That's, to me, not stooping to his level.
No.
That's called...
Karma.
That's called karma, girl. You know?
Yeah.
I think that was a perfect way to do it.
Yeah. Okay, this is my last one. Was that your last one?
No, I have one more.
Okay. Hi, queens. This is a breakup story from me doing the breaking up. BTW, love the podcast so much. Thanks for always making me smile. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening. Okay, here's what happened. What is this called? A symbiotic relationship? Happy to have a symbiotic relationship with you guys.
I don't know. I'm actually not sure.
I'm going to have to Google that one later.
I literally just uses the wrong word. That's like toxic relationship. Let me see.
No, symbiotic. It's like mutually beneficial.
Close ecological relationship between the individuals of two different species.
Yeah, it's like they both are benefiting.
Okay.
It's like there's like three different kinds. Like parasitical, like okay. A parasite. Symbiotic, they both benefit. And I think something else. I don't know.
It literally says any relationship or interaction between two dissimilar organisms.
Okay.
That's just true. Any relationship, period.
We're like, we have a relationship. Us and our listeners. It is a relationship. Okay, here's what happened. I found my boyfriend of 3 years texting another girl very flirtatious pictures and texts. He was inviting her over multiple times, but from what I found, they never actually hung out because he'd always make an excuse not to. Regardless, seeing those texts was enough proof for me to completely write him off. You go, girl. The next day, I kid you not, I booked a flight to Europe for 3 months, blocked his number and social media, and never spoke to him again.
Wow.
His family did reach out to me and I told them he cheated and I moved on. To this day, his mom still reaches out to me saying how much of a mistake he made. Ladies, if you find your man cheating, you don't owe them a kind breakup or any explanation. Boy, bye. Also, I'm now happily engaged to an amazing French boy I met on that 3 month trip to Europe. You are living the life.
Honey, preach.
That is the best revenge you could get. Give him no explanation.
Give him nothing.
Move to Europe. Wow.
Wow.
You're doing everything right.
You really did it to him, girl.
Yeah.
You truly did. That's what I'm saying. It's like when someone cheats on you, I'm sorry. You don't, they don't deserve, like, yeah, sure. If you want to set him up, cool. You want to ignore him, cool. Anything, it's just like the ball is in your court.
Yes.
At that point, he deserves nothing from you. Hi, ladies. First of all, I love you guys so much. You make my commute so much better. I actually get excited to drive to work. I love that.
Yay.
Okay, I was dating a guy in Provo, Utah, if you know, you know, for about 5 months. And one day he
asked. I'm already done with this story.
And one day he asked if I would come over. I drove over to his place and he got in my car. He began to tell me that he went to a friend's wedding and saw this girl and had revelation from God.
Oh, no, 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 no.
To marry her.
Oh, no.
She was glowing and everything, he said. I looked really confused and shocked because I'd never heard of this girl before and I didn't even know he went to a wedding. I said, okay, cool. What else am I supposed to say? And drove off. I guess the girl did not receive the same revelation because they never even dated. LOL. In fact, a couple weeks later, he sent me a picture of him and his dog at the temple and said, we miss you. Excuse me?
Why was his dog at the temple? I'm so confused by this guy. I thought it was going to be like he was trying to say that like she was the girl at the wedding.
No.
Like, and that girl was you.
No, he was saying, like, I saw another girl at a wedding and, like, I got revelation from God that I need to marry her. Like, she was glowing. Like, he's in love with someone else, basically. Just
Why?
Based off of seeing her.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Think before you speak.
She said, I didn't text him back and he reached out a couple more times. The audacity. Anyway, I'm married to the love of my life and have a baby on the way. I love you all. Oh, well, congrats.
Send a picture of you and your baby and your husband and say, miss you at the temple.
Miss you. Why is his dog at the temple has me like, weak?
In what circumstance?
Yeah, like, I guess maybe just take him on a walk there. Like, he can't go in.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It just bothers me so much when people use this excuse because I just feel like, here's what I don't like about it. It's a cop-out, number one. In some circumstances, do you maybe get a gut feeling or you pray about it and you don't feel right about something? Yes, sure. That's a valid thing to feel. The way they communicate it and saying, mm-hmm. like, God told me this. I found someone else that looks better than you. No, he did not. He did not tell you that. And nor, if he did, do you need to say it out loud to the person. So, number one, I don't like how they communicate it. Number two, sometimes I just think it's a massive cop-out and it's not even true. And number three, it bothers me because you're utilizing something that is, like, something sacred and special to, you know, a lot of people— as an excuse.
Because you know people can't argue with
exactly, it. Exactly. Because you know that it can't be argued with. And it's almost like a form of manipulation in some ways because mm-hmm. people will say stuff like that. It's like, it's almost the easy way out. It's like, oh, I'd rather, instead of saying like, I'm not attracted to her, like, I don't like you anymore. I'm just going to tell her that God told me this. And then she cannot argue with it. Because what are you supposed to say?
Well, also people need to realize, especially when it's like, oh, I had revelation that I'm supposed to be with you. You need two people.
Right. Okay.
To be in that like
revelation.
Agreement.
Exactly.
Like, what about me? So I just get no revelation whatsoever. I just have to like believe you in what he said to you. Like, God doesn't even speak to me. Cool.
Exactly.
That's not how that works. Like, yours doesn't X out, like, cancel out what my revelation. Like, well, I have a horrible feeling about you.
Right.
You're a psychopath.
Exactly.
Like, no.
Exactly. And that's why it bugs me so bad. And I've had like friends who this kind of stuff happens to where it's like, God, they use God against them in a way that's like, well, God told me this or whatever. And I feel like also it makes me skeptical because I feel like if that is the true way you would feel, you would never communicate it in that way.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And also God would never like speak like that. I know him.
Exactly.
Like he would literally never tell you it's this dating you is similar to getting hit by a truck. I just feel that deep down. I don't know many things, but I know that.
No, he did not say that, girl.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. Anywho. Thank you guys so much for writing in your stories always and for being
Open and honest.
Yes, open and vulnerable with us. I mean, obviously, these are always anonymous, by the way. If you want to write in at any time, you can always send us an email at hello@whatwesaidpodcast.com if you have like a shocking story that happened to you or something that you want us to react to. But we also post on our Instagram stories to get submissions from you guys. So make sure you're following along on our Instagram. What are our takeaways from this episode? Do we have three main takeaways?
Men will do anything but commit.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a good way to say this.
Two, you didn't speak to God.
God uses kind words. And three, if someone cheats on you, you owe them absolutely nothing and move to Europe.
And marry a French boy.
Yeah.
And that's on period.
And eat croissants.
All
croissants.
Day. All day.
All day under the Eiffel Tower with your new French boy.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Number four, dogs can't go to the temple.
Yeah, they can't go through the temple. Sorry. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.